So we have a suspect unnamed but photographed in the kosher market hostage situation. We also have two named suspects in that white building outside of Paris. And let's talk about them and some other things with Vivian Walt of Time magazine, who's based in Paris. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Do you feel you are learning more clearly who Sharif and Saeed Kouachi are?
You know, sadly, we've known a lot about Sharif Kouachi for years now. He is no mystery. It was Saeed that was a little bit of a mystery until last night when the French announced that they had actually told the U.S. that Saeed had been in Yemen and had received weapons training from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the affiliate of Al-Qaeda there. Sharif is well known. He was convicted in 2008 for having recruited people to go fight against American troops in Iraq. He comes out of a whole network of jihadist, young jihadist French North Africans, if you like, in the 19th arrondissement of Paris, which is one of the poorer neighborhoods of the city in the northeast. And they were very well known in the last decade to police and to French generally as being really the hub of a kind of growing Islamic militancy that appeared to have made contact with jihadist groups.
Now, is there any scrap of information that you have beyond a photograph about this third suspect who presumably is linked with this kosher market hostage situation?
Well, you know, he's been something of a mystery for 24 hours now, more since he opened fire at what was seen to be a routine traffic control and then fled on the metro. We now have his photograph. He appears to be of African origin, and although beyond that, we really know almost nothing. What was a really big surprise and has emerged just a couple of hours ago was the possible link between the two incidents. The Prime Minister meeting some of the staff of Charlie Hebdo at lunchtime said that intelligence officials had made a definite connection between the Kouachi brothers who are sort of launched the assault on Wednesday.
Okay, Vivian Walt of Time magazine, thanks very much for your insights. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
And throughout this morning, we're going to continue to follow two developing situations now, possibly both hostage situations in and outside Paris.